Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Trumas Daf Yud Ches and the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. So as we learned before, the Gemara says when you have a igul dvelo, you have a circle of figs, and part of it is tar, part of it is tame, you could do truma from the tar and the tame, even though usually you do not let, you don't do truma from tar and tame. But because here it's one igul, it's one circle, so you could do from the tar on the tame. Says the Gemara now on top of the Amud, Hayu shnei igulim. What happens if you have two circles? Echad miktsas tameh ve'echad miktsas tar. Meaning each one of them is partial tar, partial tameh. Ma'u sheyitrei mizeh zeh. Could you do truma from one igul on the other? And once I said you could do truma from the tar part and the tameh part of one igul, can you do that now on two igulim? Because anyway it's mutter. Or you say no. All we are allowed to do is tar and tameh on the same eagle, but to do from one eagle and the other, that I don't allow you to do. Says the Gemara, V'yivo kado, l'chor, it's similar to what we're going to learn later in the Masechta. Later we're going to learn the case, when a person has, for example, 100 sein of tevel, so he has to take out truma, 2 sein, he took out only 1 sein. Now, after the next day, he wants to do the second sein, which is the amount he needs to take out for truma. You say it's fine, even though you'll say, one second, maybe the second say is taking out, that it's what's already misukon, what's already fixed. But because that's normal, people don't take the entire truma at one shot. So Rabbanan established whenever a person takes part of the truma, it's as if he conditioned that whatever he's going to take out next is going to be an okay truma. Now continues the Gemara and brings a question that we had over there. What about a yulefon of shnei kroyim? He has 2 piles. Echad ifrishu menu miktsas truma u'maisers, ve'echad ifrishu menu miktsas truma u'maisers. You have 2 piles, and each one of them he did only a partial truma u'maisers. Ma'u sheyitrei mizeh al zeh. Can you do truma from one pile and the other? In the same pile, we said you could do this. You could continue doing your truma even though you did already one portion. You could do the next portion later. But can I do it in 2 piles? This is similar to the question we have over here. Do I treat one eagle like 2 eagulim, or are you saying one eagle is different? Says the Gemara, Talmudoyo de Avchia Rubo, the Talmidim of Avchia Rubo, Shalun le Avchia Rubo, they ask Avchia Rubo this question. He held on the Kamon, you cannot do truma in 2 stages. You have to do it in 1 stage. Someone who's lazy and doesn't do truma at 1 stage, so he's going to be what the Pasuk says, Aksil Choyve Kestyodov, the fool. He is lazy, as if he's hugging himself. Then he has nothing to eat. He has to eat his own flesh. Meaning, this pile he's going to lose because he's not going to be able to do the second portion of the truma. So, I mean, in other words, he argues with the Gemara Lekamon. He said, no, I hold in 1 pile, you can continue doing the second portion of the truma. But in 2 piles, you can't. The takana is only for the 1 pile. And similarly over here, when I have 2 igulim, you can do only on 1 igul tar on tameh. You can't do it for 1 igul on the next igul. Continues the Gemara and says that now that we learned that you have to do truma mina mukav, it has to be very close. So what about the following case? Harei shivi mina mahar bibikuba. He has many different fruits in one basket. Ukruv milamalon, ukruv milamaton. You have one fruit called the kruv, cabbage, which is on top. And you have one on the bottom. And in between, you have fruit. So there's something else in between. This is not considered to be mukuf. It's not considered to be close to each other. It's not in close proximity. So you can't do truma from one to another. That's all. If between the fruit on top and the fruit on the bottom, there's a fruit in the middle which separates the fruit. But if there's a hollow space, there's empty space, between the fruit on top and the fruit on the bottom, and they are in the same basket, that's considered to be mukaf, that's considered to be close enough in order to do truma if nothing is in between these two fruits. Called be sagisois echot. All the wine which is sitting in the place where you press the wine is considered to be in close proximity to each other, it's considered to be mukaf, it could do truma from one to another. Called be sagronos echot. The place, the threshold place where you put in all the piles of tefuah, if it's one place where you put all of them together, you could do truma from one to another. Says the Gemara, Tani Omer Avudo, Bryce says that Avudo said when Daf Yud Ches Amud Beis, V'hu sh'teh tofeses agoren b'emtza. You need to have a big pile in the middle. And you see, if you have a lot of piles all around, but you have one big pile in the middle, that combines all the piles around to be one. Says the Mu'ad, kedoin chitin. If the middle pile is wheat, I understand. V'afilu kash, v'afilu tevin. What happens if it's straw? What happens if it's the unripe tvur? Will that be something that could connect the grain together? Rav Chagai bo kamir Rav Yosi. Rav Chagai has another question. Hayat tome b'emtza. What happens if the middle pile is tome? Omer le'ei v'haynu noshuch. Meaning we're comparing this to challah. Also by challah, you have to do a freshest challah min amukov, something which is close to each other. And the idea is it needs to be close so you can connect it to each other. That if you pull one from another, it will be like one is biting from the other. Because you're going to pull a piece of dough, it's going to bite from the other. If the middle pile is tome, you can't put it together with anything else. So you can't do noshuch, you can't make it bite. So the same way it doesn't work for challah, it doesn't work for truma. Says Gemara, Chavrai born kamei Rav Yosi. Chavrai asked in front of Rav Yosi, "Hoy so mapo beemtza? What happens if there's a mapa in the middle, separating the different piles from the middle pile? Mapa means a certain type of mat. Omaloyin v'ainu chamisha sogin begorin. That's exactly you can learn from the case of the five sacks in the goyin, in the place where you put the grain. Tani chamisha sogin begorin. When you have five sacks in the goyin." Using Yisra Reb Chaim. So then Truman, you could do Truman Sarais on each other. So even though each one is in a separate bag, it's considered to be together. So also here, even though you have a mat, even though you have a mopper in the middle, you could still connect them together and do Truman for one another. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah, Blazor Oimer Toimi, he says you could do Truman from Tor and Tome. Tani Ablai Oimer Mishra Blazor Toimi Minatorla Tome Bilach. You could do Truman from Tor and Tome if it's Lach. Reb Chaim learns, meaning if it's lach and not yovish. If it's liquid, so it connects together, you could do from Torah and Tomei. But if it's dry, you can do Minatorah and Tomei, even according to Ablozer. Other Mefarshim learn the opposite. They say you could do it even if it's lach, that's Mekabel Tumo, Koshuk, and if it's yovish, you could do from Torah and Tomei. So the Gemara explains, Ketza, what's the case? Kovash Seisim Bitumo, V'roitze L'Tormon B'Tahiro. He pressed Seisim in their Tomei, but he wants to make truma on the mitahara. So how do you do it? You have to do mukah. You have to be in close proximity to each other. So what do you do? Maybe mashpech. Mashpech here means a funnel. But the point of the funnel is that as it's getting closer to the bottom, it becomes narrower and narrower. So you're going to take this big kli that the bottom of it is very narrow. So it looks like a funnel. Shein b'fiv kabetzo. Make sure that the end of the funnel, the bottom, doesn't have a space to have a kabetzo. He fills it with olives. So what he wants to do is like this. He has a pile of olives which are tome. They're pressed, they're tome. He takes this funnel kli and he touches the funnel kli onto the olives in the bottom. Now the bottom of the funnel becomes tome. But because it's not kabetzo, it does not spread the tumo to the top of the funnel. And then he makes tumo from the top of the funnel on the Zeisim which are below. It's considered to be in close proximity because there's no separation. You have only olives between the top and the bottom. You have olives at the top of the funnel, olives at the bottom of the funnel, and it's touching the olives which are outside of the funnel. So that's how you make truma from the Torah part, which is the top of the funnel, on the tongue part, which is below the funnel. So that's what Gemara says. Uma lois to Zeisim, and nois to alpi chavis, puts it on the barrel that he pressed. It's in close proximity to each other, and that's how the truma works. Says the Gemara, Lama li pochas b'kabetzo. Why I care so much that the bottom of the funnel should not be a kabetzo? I feel a kabetzo, even if it is a kabetzo. Lav piruri inun. We're talking about small olives. So each olive is not the size of a kabetzo. So if I have a bunch of olives on the bottom, none of them is the size of kabetzo, and they will not spread too much to the top. So even if the bottom of the funnel is more than kabetzo, it will not spread too much because each olive on its own is less than kabetzo. Says the Gemara, Shaloi tame zeisi marbe, meaning, according to Reb Chaim Pshat, I don't really care about kabetzo, not kabetzo. I'm trying to do the minimum amount of tumo possible. We know that kabetzo is a dover choshu for tumo. So I'm saying, let's try to have the bottom of the funnel less than kabetzo, because the bottom of the funnel is the olives touching the barrel, which is beneath it, and that's becoming tame. So let's try to avoid things that are becoming tame, not to make a kabetzo tame. Let's make less. You're right. Anyway, the tumo will not spread to the top. But let's at least try to make an effort that the amount of tumah that we'll create will be less than kabeitza. And with this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumos Daf Yud Ches.